to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, where you hear about the business of the casino entertainment industry from the people who make it happen. I'm Roger Gross, the publisher of GGB, and this week we feature a discussion with Jeff Hartman, the CEO of the Hartman Group, on how his long experience in the gaming industry benefits his tribe of clients at his company. The GGB Podcast is brought to you by iGamingPlayer.com, the leading affiliate marketing service for land-based and online casinos in North America. Jeff Hartman got his start in the tribal gaming industry at Foxwoods after he began his career at Price Waterhouse. He later moved on to Mohegan Sun, where he was CFO, eventually moving up to president and CEO. In 2011, he took over the Revel Casino in Atlantic City and later started the Hartman Group. His organization has a joint venture with Foxwoods to build and operate a Foxwoods Casino in Biloxi, Mississippi. He explains why the Hartman Group is becoming one of the most sought-after consulting firms in the tribal gaming industry. He spoke with me at G2E in October. Jeff Hartman, thanks for joining us on the podcast today. Good to see you. It's been a while since we saw you last time, and you've been doing a lot, so I want to catch up on what's happening with you in your world.
It's good to see you, Roger. It's great to get together again. You know, the Hartman Group we formed in 2012, mm-hmm. and over the last year we've had a lot of success. You know, we really do three things. We work in Native American casinos mm-hmm. and do what we call the Hartman Group 360 assessment. Mm-hmm. We take a deep dive on the complete operation, you know, for everything from marketing right. to operations to game protection, mm-hmm. slot floor layout. And we do that for Native American and commercial casinos.
Sure.
And then the last vertical we're in is the retail dining entertainment. You know, what are right. the cutting edge restaurants and entertainment, and how do you have to look at retail today? So we work for a few Native American tribes and guiding them through that, you know, retail mm-hmm. and dining environment.
Well, that's a great space to be in. There's a lot of confusion on what non-gaming stuff you need to add these days, and you know you have to add them because more competition is coming on. What do you see when tribes come to you asking about that?
I think it starts with the integration.
Right.
It starts with the technology. So when the guest arrives, mm-hmm. you know, they're recognized. And a lot of operators just focus on the gaming data. We try to, you know, bring, you know, the thought process to look at all the customer right. spend. What's the holistic view? Mm-hmm. Guest acknowledgement. You know, are you using some kind of retail beacons right. that are tied to your phone to mm-hmm. acknowledge guests for maybe some of their non-gaming behavior? And then kind of guiding them to what are the right restaurants. I think you're seeing the industry moving away from food courts to food halls,
yeah.
from traditional retail to, you know, I think Nordstrom's opened a inventory list store in Los Angeles last week, so it's all about personal shopping.
Right.
And we try to bring some of the brands that have grown up on the internet to bricks and mortar. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of an omni-channel retail experience. So that's the things we talk about. And it all starts with integration. Got to have great service and at all touch points as well.
Okay, great. So what are some of the services you offer to your clients?
You know, we, as I indicated, we look at, you know, marketing database, mm-hmm. look at reinvestment. You know, we see a lot of tribal operators, unfortunately, get caught up in competing on price, and I mean by the free slot play.
Sure, right,
and
yep.
we try to focus on their, get them to focus on their product and their service.
Right.
So look at trends in the database. You know, recently we worked for the Lucky Eagle Casino, mm-hmm. and they faced the opening of the Cowes Casino. So we right. were able to come in about 6 months ago, mm-hmm. look at their operation, look at their marketing strategy, refine that, and I'm happy to say that, you know, some of the pundits thought that there would be a high teens or a 20% decline in Lucky
right.
Eagle.
Mm-hmm.
It's a low, you know, a low single digit impact,
yeah.
almost nothing. So
yeah.
we're proud of the work we've done at Lucky Eagle.
Yeah, no question. And you know, Cowlitz Casino is a pretty impressive property. So if you can keep it to that level, that's not a bad outcome.
Yeah, it's very nice. The Cowlitz tribe did a great job. But, you know, you have to know which lane to compete in,
yeah.
where you are, you know, what's your strategy. So we've worked with the Chehalis tribe around the strategy, and you know, they do a very good job at Lucky Eagle on the personalized service. You know, the place where you belong tagline has been very effective.
Right. Okay, so you've always built great teams wherever you've been, Mohegan Sun, Revel, Atlantic City. What kind of team have you built here?
Mike Bean, who was the president of Mohegan Sun Pocono, joined me about 6 months ago. Mike has been a great leader in the industry. We started together many years ago at Foxwoods. Mike was in the legal department, so he ultimately came back to the Mohegan family to run Pocono Downs. Was part of that team that developed Pocono. Dan Garrow, who worked with me for 10 years at Mohegan Sun as our CIO. Dan's a Native American with the St. Regis Mohawk tribe. We have Justin Tesler, who's a great casino analyst, for many years was a shift manager at Foxwood. So
is he related to Richie?
He is related to Richie, Richie's son.
Okay.
Richie, we're getting a little, Richie and I worked together when we opened Foxwoods, and now Justin is on our team. And, Justin has a deep, deep knowledge of casino operations, and we utilize some of his expertise at Lucky Eagle. Chris Wilkes, who worked again with me at Mohegan, great casino analyst, has a deep understanding of non-gaming amenities. Paul Brody, who's our business development officer, worked in Indian Country for many years. And we have good strategic partnerships from the marketing side. We use Magnum Marketing out of Philadelphia. Lo Profero is our digital provider. So we uniquely craft the response team to the situation.
Right. So you have the ability to bring in even on a small project to bring in important people, and a large project you can handle that.
Everything from owners rep services. We partner with Keating folks out of Philadelphia. They're working on our Foxwoods Biloxi project. That's our joint venture with Foxwoods,
right,
and kind of managing the architect and cost structure. So we kind of use the best of breed for our projects.
Okay, great. You mentioned Lucky Eagle. What are some other examples of tribes you work for and what you've done for them?
We are under some confidentiality group. So
sure.
We work with a New York tribe on some master planning to really move them from a casino-centric operation to an integrated resort, bringing, again, entertainment concepts, new restaurants, and some limited retail. We were doing that, again, for a tribe in the southeast, and kind of bringing, because I think you have to look to the future.
Right.
Unfortunately, you look to what has happened in Connecticut with gaming gaming coming in Massachusetts.
Right.
And I think both Connecticut tribes have done a good job positioning to withstand. So there are some tribes that probably will face competition in the future, and we're trying to have them think strategically and prepare.
I see. Okay, great. Tell us a little bit about the Foxwoods Biloxi, because that market is really jumping right now. So it's a great opportunity.
Yeah. It's been a pleasure to work with Felix and his team and reconnect with the Mashantuckets. That's where I got my career started after I left Pricewaterhouse. And we have a great project. It's 500 rooms, 70,000 square feet of convention space. We'll have 1,200 slots, 30 tables. We'll really have an authentic Biloxi feel.
Mm-hmm.
You'll enter, what's unique, Roger, about this property. You won't have to go up an escalator, multi-levels. The site that we have at Cadet Point is kind of like the Borgata site.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the Back Bay.
Right.
You'll be able to enter right in off the Port Cachere. You'll go right in, be able to go right up to your room or go on the gaming floor, and you'll be greeted by, you have a great Hurricane Hunter bar there that Brad Friedman and his team has designed.
Mm-hmm.
So we're bringing an authentic Gulf Coast experience. We're going to look for Gulf Coast restaurants that are iconic, whether it's Cafe Du Monde from New Orleans or that. So the real feel Biloxi, which I don't think has been done. And we'll wrap that around the Foxwoods brand and service and Felix understanding. We'll be an entertainment-centric organization at Biloxi. We'll have a nice showroom. We'll be able to seat 1,600 folks. So it'll be, I think we'll have the ability to attract a lot of conventions there that once the meeting breaks, not dissimilar to the building we're in now, you have restaurants and some retail and be able to do things after 5 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So it should be a fun project.
Yeah, that sounds exciting, and I love the market down there. I've been ran the Southern Gaming Summit down there for many years, so I know it very well.
There's good people in the market.
Yeah, and the one thing you have when you open a casino there is you get the hospitality immediately, because the people are so friendly. You don't really have to teach them that much how to be friendly, and the nuances for sure, but the basic stuff is there.
Yeah, and it's a strong label pool to, as you just pointed out, experience,
and
there's a lot of respected operators there. I've been there for a long time,
right.
So we'll kind of take our cues from them and watch what they've done, and we've tried to design a unique product.
Mm-hmm. Right. So on the other hand, tribal gaming is kind of a different animal. I mean, each tribe has a different personality, a different structure, things of that nature. How do you approach that when you're going out to tell them about your products and services?
You know, I learned a long time ago, Roger, that you need to listen. Mm-hmm. You know, you ask questions and listen rather than tell the tribes what you know,
right,
what you do. So it really starts with listening and asking, how's your operation going? Are you satisfied?
Right.
And start with that. You know, tribes, you know, many now that have had long periods of competition-free mm-hmm. periods now right. are under competition. I think as you see states clamor for additional tax revenue, mm-hmm. there'll probably be additional pressures,
right.
like Illinois, to put Class 2 product in to
sure.
to do things right. like that. So I think it's... I think we try to get tribes to think about the long term and kind of move from a gaming centric again back to that integrated resort.
Right.
And you know, you have to take certain levels at, you know, some of the locations that are in remote markets, you know, can't have the full blown right. integrated resort, but mm-hmm. you know, kind of snippets
yeah.
of that. But really think long term.
So you really have to structure your recommendations to them as to what their location and their operation looks like to begin with.
Yeah, and you want to create a good environment. Again, it's all back to good service. Mm-hmm. You have to have good technology because, you know, many, you know, we're all used to being able to go on our app on Amazon and ordering,
right. sure.
ordering like that or speaking to Alexa and ordering something. So you got to have great technology,
right.
good service, and a well laid out, well designed facility. So we try to get them to focus on the core fundamentals.
Yeah, yeah, and that makes a lot of sense. Do you find that they don't understand some of the new technology that's out there, some of the things that can really help them? You know, some of these data analytics things that are out there are pretty amazing these days.
I think they do understand the technology, but cutting through the clutter, what is your long-term strategy?
Right.
You know, there's a lot of product providers today that are just looking at certain silos of data, mostly
right.
gaming. So getting them to leap over that, to look at, okay, here's your total view of the customer,
right.
and then maybe the short-term product looks good and
right.
sexy here at G2E on a right. demo, but longer term, how does that really impact your strategy?
Right, right. Yeah, no question about that. Another good thing about Indian Country is you can bring in this technology relatively quickly as opposed to having to go through the state gaming control boards that sometimes can hold things up for months.
So right.
Is that something that you're looking forward to as well?
Yeah, I mean, I think system providers have really now are designing open systems
right.
with APIs that you can connect systems rather quickly. And the days of closed proprietary systems, if you're running a business model that way,
right.
it's very difficult. So, yeah, like you said, accessing technology. And there are a lot of great technology providers here
mm-hmm.
at G2E.
Right.
Everything from, you know, a mobile app for checking in your key.
Sure. Right.
And, you know, walking the floor today and yesterday, it's just amazed that the investment in the industry that the providers make. It's
yeah.
really impressive.
Right, no question. So, you know, tribal gaming is a big thing now. What do you think the future of tribal gaming is?
I think the future is strong. There's a lot of there's the next generation of tribal leaders who
mm-hmm.
who get technology. I think, you know, if you look at from Foxwinds 92 to probably 2015, mm-hmm. a long run, and, you know, a lot of the legacy tribal leaders have retired or left office, and I'm very encouraged about a new generation of leaders. You know, the chairman at the Chehalis tribe, Harry Pinkernell, very young and active and getting involved. So it's very encouraging. I think that tribal leaders understand gaming. It's so important to their
right.
their community and the lifeblood of the community. So they're very focused on, you know, what's happening today, but most importantly, what's happening for the next several generations.
Sure. Well, I can just remember some of the guys that actually started tribal gaming in their tribes, the guys who were the founders of it. You know, we got it in and kind of sat back for their careers because, you know, that was their goal.
Right.
Now the new guys coming on realize that they have to add, I think the phrase is in tribal country, in Indian country, is the seven generations, you know. So
yep.
they have to look forward to those seven generations
yep.
and make sure that what was started by their predecessors continues strong. So
at Mohegan, it was 13 generations.
Was it okay?
You know, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So thinking ahead and protecting the revenue stream and, you know, honoring your past, but looking forward to the future. So
right.
I think that's one of the unique aspects of the Hartman Group. We have worked for tribes.
Mm-hmm.
We understand the sensitivity. And I think we listen and observe and you'll kind of understand what elected officials are dealing with from membership, tribal member development. You know, we spend a lot of time on tribal member development,
right.
You know, getting that first tribal general manager or chief operating officer. And we're doing some of that work for the Chehalis tribe and helping advance. Because that's not only is it important to, you know, keep the revenue stream flowing, but also tribal member development. And now it's time that many operations have been open 10, 15, 20 years to have an own general manager running a facility, you know, not dissimilar to a Ray Pinnell at Mohegan,
sure.
And what, you know, Ray has done and how his career, and I think,
absolutely.
you know, the Mohegans have been very good at really promoting and getting their tribal members ready, doing the jobs,
right.
Working through the system, and getting ready for leadership. So they're, you know, my view, proud of my time there, but really we look to their method, how they move to advance tribal members.
Sure, great. Well, Jeff, exciting time for your company. We're looking forward to following me through your steps into tribal gaming, and let's catch up again way before next G2E.
Good, Roger. It's great to be here. Thank you.
Hope you enjoyed this edition of the G2E podcast, brought to you by iGamingPlayer.com, the leading affiliate marketing service for land-based and online casinos in North America. To learn more about the gaming industry, visit GGBMagazine.com, or for a weekly update, visit GGBNews.com. Follow us on Twitter at Global Gaming Biz, or on LinkedIn and Facebook at Global Gaming Business Magazine. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next week on the Global Gaming Business Podcast.